Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big?
Ooh.
Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, May 21st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Google wins some new cloud business, several releases we care about, and Intel with more programs to help. This is the Business of Tech. Google has won a deal with the Department of Defense. The deal's in the 7-figure range per reporting by Axios, and it is through the DoD's Defense Innovation Unit, focused on identifying cyber threats, per the announcement. Google said the system will, quote, provide real-time network monitoring, access control, and full audit trails, enabling DIU to maintain its strict cloud security posture without compromising speed and reliability. The system, which will be centrally managed from Google's console, will allow the DIU to run web services and applications across competing cloud services like those offered by Amazon and Microsoft. Why do we care? Google hadn't pursued that JEDI contract we've talked about before, but that doesn't mean they're not interested in government work, and here's that. Could put them into conflict with their own employees, as there's pushback on some of their government works, such as Project Maven with the Pentagon, which was designed to use Google AI and machine learning to analyze drone footage. That project was abandoned in 2019 after those protests. Government is a necessary sector for all the cloud players. When you're seeking the kind of growth numbers they are, the size and scale of their operations, there are only a few industries that really do it. Healthcare, education, and government are on that list. cloud providers and government is good for the public perception too, as if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for any business. And importantly, how they handle those employee concerns. They need this business. How will they manage that perception, and what can we take away from that? That's why we care about these moves. Signal has added pins to its secure messaging service. This is designed to move more away from phone numbers as a way of identifying users. The feature is available now. Also released today, Apple and Google have released their API for exposure notifications. This is the API, not any specific app, but it is required to leverage those capabilities. Alabama, North Dakota, and South Carolina are the first states that have committed to using the technology. Why do we care? I'll start with Apple and Google. For service provider companies, ensuring your customers update to the latest versions to support this capability is a good idea in advance of any rollout, because the value of this type of product is related to how extensive the user base is using it. If technology is part of the solution, then make sure this is rolled out. Users themselves have the option to use it, but the infrastructure needs to be in place to leverage it. On Signal, I want to make the community aware of this new security option. Intel has expanded its relief efforts to its partners who need help with cash flow. Ahead of their virtual Intel Partner Connect, Intel spoke with CRN and confirmed that, along with HP and Lenovo, they are expanding their financing programs through distribution partners with the aim of helping resellers with cash flow. New offerings include extended financing, more flexibility in terms, flexibility in stock rotation programs, and price reductions on certain products and changes to rebates. Full details in the link to CRN. Why do we care? I was a guest speaker with the MSP Initiative today, and link to that is in the show notes, and one of my comments was around leveraging these programs to help keep solution providers alive. Tomorrow I'll have new data on the situation for providers just releasing, and the goal is to run the marathon and stay alive. Leverage these programs. Providers aren't the banks, but the vendors and distributors have great programs to help everyone move forward and leverage technology. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, a couple of things you could do to support it. First, share with a colleague. Let others know what you're getting value out of The Business of Tech and share them to subscribe. Links are at mspradio.com. If you love the content, you can support it directly. Go to patreon.com/mspradio. Sign up on our Give What You Want billing model. You can give whatever you think the content is worth. And we're appreciative of every little bit. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow, just before the long weekend.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.